Hey guys, Pastor Jürgen here. I'm so glad you're tuning into one of our powerful messages that is guaranteed to absolutely elevate your life to another level. At Awaken, we only want to preach fresh, real, powerful to help you grow stronger in your walk with God, develop your faith so you can take more territory. I'm praying that God blesses you and enriches your soul as you listen to this amazing word from God. God bless you.
We believe for miracles. We believe for the impossible. We believe for you to move. Just as there is living water flowing under this building, your Holy Spirit power would flow in this place tonight like never before. I thank you, God. We thank you in advance for your miraculous power in this place. We honor you, Lord, for your presence in this place. We thank you for your presence in this place. We believe. We come into agreement with your will. We come into agreement with your kingdom. We come into agreement with your power. And right now, anything that's not of you in this place, we cast out in the name of Jesus. Any disbelief, any doubt, any spirit that is not of you, any spirit that comes from hell, we cast out in the name of Jesus. Your Holy Spirit power is here. Your Holy Spirit is present. Anyone here believing for a miracle tonight? Yes. I want you to join my faith and your faith together, because that's when God moves. Where the power of agreement under the open heaven of Jesus is where miracles can happen. Is there anyone in this place? God really showed me just to open up with this. Is there anyone in this place that is facing and struggling with anxiety? Just give me a wave. And I'm sorry, I can't see some of you because the lights are very bright. But if you can lift your hand, if you're struggling with anxiety in this place, I want to pray right now. Sir, I'm so proud of you for raising your hand. I saw you here before church even started. You're a hungry man after God. I want to honor you for lifting your hand right now, for being courageous and bold in lifting your hand. We come against the spirit of anxiety. We cast it to the pit of hell where it belongs. We speak peace of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you are the Prince of Peace, that in this place there is peace that surpasses understanding, peace that surpasses understanding right now. As your Holy Spirit is present, as your Holy Spirit flows, that the cares and the weight of the world would disappear, that would fall to the ground. That what people have walked in with that have been heavy, heavy laden and burdened, we release your power over every hand lifted right now. That anxiety would be cast out. That the devil's plans would be cast out. That the plans of the Almighty God would come in and bring peace into this place, God. Peace to every person that has surrendered their heart to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. It's going to be a good night. I already know it. I've been knowing it for probably longer than you guys have been knowing it, because I've been getting ready for God to move. I don't know if you could tell, I'm excited. I also had a spark, so that should help. But I want to pray for Bella and Chandler. I think you guys are over here somewhere. There you are. Beautiful. We're going to pray. We're going to stand in agreement with this beautiful couple and this beautiful family who got a negative doctor's report over their baby that's in Bella's belly right now. So we're going to stand in agreement with you guys for a complete miracle tonight. I thank you, Lord. Right now, we come against any fear. We cast out all fear that has been spoken over this family. I thank you, Lord, for beautiful Brinley. Right now, that you made her and formed her perfectly and fashioned her in her mother's womb. I come against any negative doctor's report. In the name of Jesus, there is complete healing. I thank you, Lord, that every part of her body works how you formed it to work, how Jesus formed this little life to work. I thank you. We breathe Holy Spirit life into her life. I thank you, Lord, that when this baby is born, she is perfect. We claim perfect Brinley May. burns. We claim a perfect child that is birthed, and we place a hedge of protection around Chandler and Bella right now. That you, your angels would war on their behalf in their home, around them, and that they would feel a supernatural peace over their baby girl. And that they know when they pray, their prayers do not return void. That we have faith that this baby is whole and healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I don't know. I'm just so proud to be part of a church that believes in miracles. After being here for 18 years and seeing the power of God work time and time and time and time again. Like every single week, I turn up to women's prayer and there's another God story that my jaw's on the ground about. This past week, we heard about a man at Pastor Pammy's Bible study getting complete full hearing, getting healed of deafness. Praise Jesus. I never want to get just like, oh, that's cool. God did a miracle again. No wonder. No, like, praise God for these miracles. There was a lady who came into our church broke, had nothing, and had to be on financial support, and now she just bought like her third home or something because of the miraculous power and her faithfulness in this house. And we're calling 2024, 2020 more. And I'm claiming that there are more miracles and more miracles and more miracles in the house of God. Because that's where the miraculous should happen. It's in the house of miracles, in the house of God. And 2024 didn't necessarily start out that way. On January 10th of this year, a beautiful woman in our church tragically was hit outside walking across the street to come to a healing service. I don't know if you remember when Pastor Christian McCudden was here, and she was bringing her daughter-in-law that she had been praying for to get saved, and she got hit, and she got severely injured, and she was rushed to the hospital, and the first thing the doctor said was, it's going to be a miracle if this woman lives. Spoke death over her from the moment she got there. But I'm telling you today, 2 months later, she is home, she is alive, she is well, she's conquered death. It's resurrection month. We can conquer death when we choose life and life abundantly with Jesus. Amen. All right, you guys can be seated. I know you're all fired up too. It's amazing. My kids got baptized tonight. So beautiful. So incredibly proud of every person who got baptized tonight. This is the house of transformation, and I can tell you that your life will never be the same. I remember the moment I got baptized when I first came to our church 18 years ago, and I can tell you there's nothing better than living a life for God. The fruit of seeing my kids baptized is there's nothing better. And just so you know, all my kids are supernatural miracles from God also. So to see them getting baptized after having the faith and praying and God giving them to us is there's nothing better. There's no words. Amen. All right. So remind me again, who's here is believing for a miracle? Okay. You're in the right place at the right time. There's faith in this place. And honestly, God can do anything when there's faith. And I'm going to show you tonight. I'm going to preach short, and we're going to have lots of time for ministry. We're going to have our ministry team up here at the end to stand in agreement with you for your miracle. And I know our ministry team and some of the amazing prayer warriors of our church have been part of so many miracles. Pastor Tim and Linda have been down at the hospital, and Jen Shippa, and only to name a few, there's been dozens and dozens of people. And let me tell you, since Catherine went to that hospital that night, we have had like hundreds of miracles happen just because of that one. So then this other guy that was four doors down was same thing. He had a death sentence over his life, and he is alive and well, and he's going home next week. Robert. And then this other guy down the thing from them was driving down to Mexico to get gastric bypass surgery, he got the flu, which affected him more than it should because he was very overweight, ends up at Palomar Hospital, had a death sentence over his life, and he has been healed and is alive and well and getting released from that hospital, and he's lost 150 pounds. So I'm telling you these things because God is no respecter of persons. If he can do it for them, if he can do it for me, he can do it for every single one of you in this place. Your job is to believe with me. Your job is to have faith. And if there's anything I learned, see miracles, I always knew because I've been in our church for this many years, and I always knew miracles are real. I always heard of miracles. I experienced my own miracles. I've been a part of incredible miracles. This year changed me already because I was front row to this story of Catherine, front row exercising my faith in conjunction with the other people who came, our faith together. And I can tell you it changed something in me because it felt very different because I felt the responsibility to not let the faith waver. I felt the responsibility. My husband would say, why are you going down there so much? You're there every day. What are you doing? And I would literally feel so much conviction. I thought to myself, if I can find 15 minutes a day to do this every day, I can pretty much do anything because I found the time. If you want something to happen, you'll find the time. Trust me. So I found the time. I went down there, and I felt so convicted to maintain the faith in that place. When people showed up that were doubtful and had negative things to say and they were blubbering mess, crying all over the floor everywhere, I'm like, no, that's not faith. Get out of here. We could not allow any wavering faith in that room. And Pastor Linda will agree with me. She was there. Trust me. There were some people there that shouldn't have been there because the faith could not get wavered. And it's been so powerful to see. But I want to talk just very shortly. I want to give you the key ingredients for a miracle. Miracles can happen. God is almighty. Miracles can happen anytime, anywhere, any day, any moment. When we come into conjunction, our faith with the power of God, miracles can happen. And the first point I want to bring out, the title of the message is Miracles Flow. Miracles Flow, the key ingredients for a miracle to happen. The first ingredient is faith. F-L-O-W, flow. The first ingredient is faith. Let's read Mark 5:25-32. A woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my clothes? You see the people crowding against you, his disciples answered, and yet you can ask, who touched me? But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. Your faith has healed you. There are so many stories in the Bible where Jesus literally said, by your faith, you are healed. Your faith is the key to your healing. Where is your faith meter? And I can say this time last year, I can't honestly tell you that my faith meter was in a position to receive a miracle. But I can tell you it is this year because I was front and center to having the opportunity to pray for a woman, my faith combined with her faith, even in her unconscious, to create a miracle from God, from heaven. It's our faith combined with the power of God that causes miracles to happen. Amen? Who's believing for a miracle tonight? Almost all of you. Almost. I'm believing for miracles tonight, even in my own life. I want to bring up my beautiful daughter, and she actually just won her speech meet at her school. She's going on to the regional speech meet in a couple of weeks, but this is the speech that she chose to recite for her competition, and it fits so perfectly into my message tonight. So I want to bring up Micah Faith. No, you hold it. What do you want me to do? Oh, hold it. Okay.
Hebrews 11:1-10. Now faith is confidence of what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did. He could not be found because God had taken him away. By faith, he was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that is in keeping with faith. By faith, Abraham, when called to go a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to a city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
Come on! What does that verse mean to you?
That all these people in the Bible use faith, and I think I should do that too.
Come on. Micah Faith, you're amazing. Way to go, baby. It's impossible to please God without faith. Come on, it's in the Bible. Our faith gives us authority to access the power of God. And we could see through all the stories in the Bible, the scriptures that she just read, that our faith gives us the authority to access the power of God. And I want to pray right now for a group of people. If there's anyone here that's been believing to get supernaturally pregnant, I want to tell you my story really quickly before I have you raise your hand, because I'm going to pray for you and the people around you are going to lay hands in agreement. But Micah Faith, Maverick Jeremiah, and Merrick Alexander, our three miracle babies, would not have been here if it wasn't for my husband and I exercising the faith on the inside of us. Three miracle babies, 5 years of trying to get pregnant, we get pregnant, and they're all miracles. And so we're going to pray, and Pastor Jurgen and Leanne have dug three wells in San Diego of the miraculous power of God, being in the area of provision, being in the area of supernatural childbirth, and so being one of them. And so if that's you in this place, anyone here believing to get pregnant supernaturally, come on. God is going to do this. People with faith, I know mentors. I know the Gonzalez's. I know you people are people of faith. I know in the mighty name of Jesus that you will have a supernatural childbirth, that where hope has been lost, that you would restore hope, that even in this moment you would give them a vision of their child and visions of their children. I thank you, Lord, that there will be babies birthed by Lindsay, babies birthed by Kirsten. Anyone here that's lifted their hands that I don't know their name, that babies would be birthed, that supernatural childbirth is a well that has been dug at Awakened Church. And I thank you, Lord. We will not stand for less than what you have called us in the promises of God. And right now we cast out the plans of the enemy, that we bind any infertility in the name of Jesus, and we command every cell, organ, and tissue in their bodies to work that you for, the way that you form them to work. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you, Lord, for babies. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So much happening. Okay. Here's how to grow your faith very quickly. Testimonies. It's by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. If you feel down, if you feel defeated, if you feel like, I don't know if this is ever going to happen, I don't know, if you feel doubtful, go to the prayer meetings. The God stories will blow your mind. And like I said, God won't only do it for the person that's giving the story. He'll do it for you too. Do you know how many times I had to go and hear about supernatural childbirth and supernatural pregnancies before I actually could have the faith to do it myself? Turn up to the prayer meetings by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. And then the words that you're speaking over that situation, the words that you're speaking. The Bible talks very clearly about how God does not like complaining. And so if you're facing a situation where you're believing for a miracle, watch your words. I used to have to literally drive to IVF appointments saying, I am pregnant in the name of Jesus. I am pregnant in the name of Jesus. When people would ask me about it, because everybody in the whole church knew that we've been praying for 5 flipping years and they were probably over it just as much as we were, I would be like, I'm pregnant in the name of Jesus. Are you pregnant yet? Yes, in the name of Jesus. Speak what you want to see. Your words matter when you're believing for a miracle. And then never come into agreement with a negative doctor's report. That's fine. They can think what they want to think. When we walked into that hospital and Catherine was close to death and the doctor said, it'll be a miracle if she makes it. And he said it, he probably didn't even say it that nice. My friend Melanie, who also is Catherine's best friend, literally said, excuse me, doctor, have you heard the story of Lazarus? And told him off. She canceled him in the moment. Anytime someone speaks something negative, cancel them in the moment. This isn't like airy-fairy stuff. Literally, God gave us words for a reason. The power of death in life is in the tongue. So let's watch what we speak over our miracle that is in progress. Miracles in progress. Amen? Come on, who in this place by faith is believing for a miracle? Amen. All right, the second one is love. So not only do we need faith as an ingredient to the miraculous power of God, we need love. For God so loved, he sent his only son. Did you know the only way we can access the resurrection power of Jesus is because first God loved? So Jesus rose from the grave so we can be set free, so we can live and walk in freedom, so that we can access the power of God. But it started with love. God so loved you and me so that we can access resurrection power, resurrection life, the miracles of God. If you look at the story of Lazarus in the Bible, you know, in John 11:3, it says, so the sisters sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick. Jesus loved him. The brother of Mary, Martha, Jesus loved him. And then what happens? A miracle happens. In John 11:38, says, Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there's a bad odor, for he's been there for 4 days. He's been dead for 4 days. But Jesus loved this man. Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you would always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. See, Jesus is like, I already knew it, but I had to say it out loud. Our words matter. When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his feet, hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. Lazarus was raised from the dead, and Jesus loved him. There was love at action. There was faith at action, and there was love at action. And what I actually realized is there must be faith and love for a miracle to occur, because they go hand in hand. There cannot be fear where there is love. And the reason I know that is because in John 4:18, it says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. So if faith and love exist, then fear cannot exist. If love is there, then fear can exist, which means faith can exist. So put those two ingredients together, and then number three, you add obedience. Faith, love, and obedience. Listen, when the Lord tells you to do something, my best advice, just do it. Do you know how many times I didn't want to necessarily carve out the time to go drive down to the hospital and pray again? Do you know how many times I didn't want to face the fact that I'm not pregnant again, but God asked me to pray again? Do you know how many times God asked me to do something I didn't feel like doing, and I did it anyways, because there's this thing called obedience that actually cultivates the atmosphere of heaven? And it sounds so simple, but when God asks us to do something, we need to do it. When Jesus went to the cross, he was obeying God. It even says in the Bible, he's talking to his father saying, Father, can this just not happen? Is there any other way? Right before he goes to the cross, he's asking his father, I don't feel like doing this. This isn't what I want to do. But out of obedience, Jesus, our Savior, goes to the cross and dies so that we can live set free. Amen? Obedience. There's a story of this that represents this so well in John 9, 1 through 6. It says, as he went along, he saw a blind man from birth. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus says, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming and no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. After saying this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it in the man's eyes, even ewer. Go, he told him, wash in the pool of Siloam. So the man went, he washed, and he came home seeing. How bad do you want your miracle? Are you doing what Jesus asked you to do? Are you letting Jesus spit in your eyes? And then he's telling you to go wash your eyes. Are you doing the thing that Jesus told you to do? Did God tell you to do something and you haven't done it yet? Obedience unlocks the power of God. And a lot of times we underestimate it. We're like in our prayer closet going after God, and then we walk out the door and God whispers and we're like, ignore. God, I want to hear you. I want to hear you. I want to hear you. I want to have faith. I have all this faith. I love this person. I want them to be healed, da-da-da-da-da. But did you do what I asked you to do, says Jesus. Miracles happen when we do what God asks us to do. And here tonight, if you're believing for a miracle and God's nudging you to get outside of your comfort zone and ask for one and believe for one, then do it. Tonight is your night. Come to the altar. Do it. If God is nudging your heart saying, look, you've been believing for this, but you have yet to respond to the altar, respond to having prayer, then tonight's your night to do that. And as we come to a close in number 4, you can go ahead and stand to your feet. And I can have the worship team come. As I promised, leaving time to pray and receive. I believe miracles have already happened in this place tonight. I believe there's 2020 more miracles to happen in this place. Number 4 is worship. The W is worship. Matthew 14, 26 says this, through 33. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and they cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why did you doubt? And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshiped him. They worshiped Jesus, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. Our response to the miraculous power of God is worship. Every time you worship, you put your heart in a position to receive the power of God. And so I'm going to have the worship team play that song, This is a House of Miracles, because that's what it is. This is a service of miracles. This is a place of miracles. This is an atmosphere of miracles. This is an atmosphere of faith. This is an atmosphere of love. This is an atmosphere of obedience. This is an atmosphere of worship. And we're here to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're not here to worship our miracle. We're here to worship the miracle-working, living God. So if you need a miracle tonight, I want you to start to make your way down to the altar. Our ministry team is going to come and join. And if everyone in this place could join me in prayer. If you pray in a heavenly language, I want you to lift your heavenly language. If you pray in tongues, lift your gift of tongues to heaven. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. I thank you, Lord, that your power is here, that every person that comes to the altar is altered. that as they step out in courage, as they step out in faith, as they exercise love, as they worship you, God, as we worship you together, I thank you, God, that you are working, that you are working in this place, God. I thank you, Lord, that right now, heaven is falling. Heaven is falling. Heaven is falling. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There were so many hands when I said, who needs a miracle? I saw so many more hands than what's on the altar. I purposely left time for this moment. I purposely left time tonight for you to receive a miracle. There is time carved out for your miracle right now, and the time is now. Any doubt that you may have, any fear that you may have, any worry that you may have is cast out. Your Heavenly Father is here to meet you exactly where you're at. Your Heavenly Father is here to see you. Your Heavenly Father is here to provide for you. Your Heavenly Father is here to love you. Your Heavenly Father is here to bring a miracle. Your Heavenly Father is here to speak to you. Your Heavenly Father loves you more than you can imagine. Your Heavenly Father is a God of the impossible. Your Heavenly Father is a God of miracles. Your Heavenly Father is in heaven and wants to provide for you. He wants to bring your need to you. He wants to bring your heart's desire to you. I thank you, Lord, that angels are in this place, that there are angels, a hedge of protection around our mind, around our spirit, around our hearts.
Wow, what an amazing word. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Hey, listen. For more information about our church, go to www.awakenchurch.com or subscribe to our YouTube channel if you haven't already and download our app. It is amazing. It is chock full of incredible messages, information about upcoming events, and you can even support our ministry if you feel so inclined. We loved having you with us today. We look forward to seeing you again. God bless you. Live a life that is transformative. Bye for now.